Hi, I'm Leah LaChapelle, author of Unzipping Reality, 11 Steps to Create the World We Want, and host of Unzipping Reality, The Fourth Awakening. I am dedicated to the transforming of human consciousness on planet Earth in our lifetime. So trust, know, be, and do the process as we unzip reality. Welcome, everyone. I'm Leah LaChapelle. This is Unzipping Reality, The Fourth Awakening. And I'm just happy to be alive. And I just want to start by thanking everyone. You know, the listeners over the years have been so fabulous, and would just really like to thank the Purifories, Gary and Inger, for walking with me over these years, Community Listening Network, and now MetaphysicalTalkRadio.com. So, Unzipping Reality. People want to know, well, what is reality? And what is this unzipping that you're talking about? What is this process? Well, this is what we've been discovering. And folks, I have not discovered this on my own. I could never have made the discoveries and gained a higher perspective without all of you. And so I call that an us in my vernacular, and I really like to give my signature greeting when I open a radio show with us love us. Us love us, everyone. That is English for namaste. And so we are one. This is the new paradigm. There's no more waiting. We are here. We are the new paradigm. And so here we go. I want everybody to just relax now and imagine with me that we are in this new paradigm together. No one's going to be there all by their lonesome. We're either all going or none of us are going. And that's the way this works. All right, are you still intrigued? Are you still with me? Okay, great. Because we're going to have fun on this program. Reality is now sufficiently unzipped. It actually is. We've been doing the work for a number of years. The portal is right there, and it is open. The portal is our heart. So let's just step on through and be who and what we really are. So Unzipping Reality is based on a book that I wrote a number of years ago called Unzipping Reality, 11 Steps to Create the World We Want. It's going from revolution to evolution, pattern to possibility. And in this book, it's a very, very short book. It's really a primer book for anyone who wants to understand where we are and where we're going and what is possible. No one is going to do this for us. And I would wager that you're not listening to this show if you already have every single thing figured out, or if you're disinterested in changing what we already have. So the book Unzipping Reality, I highly recommend it. It's easy to read. It has pictures. This is a very much of an elementary introductory approach. It's a small book that you can purchase on fearorlove.com, and it's a book that you can give away to people maybe that are just starting their awakening process or just really need a refresher. And also, just to give a full spectrum of what is offered at fearorlove.com, I'm also an awakening coach. It's what I love to do. And My favorite way of coaching is one-on-one. Many people like the group experience, and I do group work, but not for coaching. For coaching, I enjoy doing one-on-one. This is how we transform our paradigm, is each one of us awakens to the great within on our own. No one does it for us. And so this awakening coaching, I call it waking up to me awakening coaching, because that's all we're doing here, folks, is waking up to deeper and deeper understanding of who we really are and what we are. So I really enjoy giving this transdimensional, as I call it, help and support in creating your life script at the end of this age and beginning of the next. Now that's really important, because I am committed to transforming this reality into a reality that supports a quality of experience that respects all beings. And we'll get into that. But this awakening process is, it's fun. It's challenging. Everyone seems to be awakening on their own path all at the same time, but each one in varying degrees in their own unique way. So there's not one way. I'm not a one-wayer. There's not one modality. I don't have one treatment. With people that I'm working with, I allow them to orchestrate their own awakening process, and I support them in whatever that looks like and however they choose to experience it. Because it is a choice to awaken. It's a choice to emerge from the illusory drama of life. And we do that by realizing who we really are in this series of awakenings. So let me just get into that. This is Unzipping Reality, the fourth awakening. Yes, I started with the first awakening many years ago, and it is a process. It's a sequence of choices, and it's choosing to come into alignment with the source of our being. So it is very much centered on trusting the process. That's the first awakening, really, is trusting the process. It's really the only awakening, is continuing to trust the process. But the first awakening is realizing that there is a reality that is an imposed reality upon our human species. And this is a startling awakening. And we'll call it New World Order awareness. What is the New World Order? We're not going to focus a lot on the New World Order. If you want to do your own research, you may. But the New World Order is the future of our human experience on this planet. It is a dark agenda. And as I said before, it is imposed upon us. We have not given our consent to have this kind of governance. It's very egoic governance. We've not given our consent, but by our silence and ignorance, that is interpreted as our consent. So this is what we are here to transform. Now, many people upon awakening in this first awakening to this New World Order agenda awareness become either very fearful or very angry. There's a lot of anger amongst my patriot brethren, and I do not blame them. It's very unsettling to think that there is a force that has been foisted upon us without our permission and even without our knowledge that has interfered with our evolution. Well, this is not what we would prefer. We'll just leave it at that. So if we're not angry and if we're not cringing in fear, then what is there to do? We know how not to approach these things. We know that what we resist persists. So many people are in resistance to this current reality that is very much of a matrix. That's a reference to The Matrix, the movie. It's an illusion. It's a contrivance. It's not real. And so somehow our brains have been taken over, and this is all accomplished through energy. And so it is a psychological reality. It's a psychological alignment, and we just didn't realize that this was so. So back to my question, what do we do? What is there to be done? Well, fortunately, there's a second awakening. So that second awakening is what I call new thought consciousness. So I remember when I began to come out of the New World Order awareness, I spent my time doing my homework in the New World Order awareness, and I realized that, gosh, it wasn't a happy place to be. There were grave concerns. Everything seemed very just highly charged, really negative. There was a lot of division amongst the ranks, so to speak, and there was ego. So, you know, you're going to find ego wherever you find human beings in this plane of awareness. But there was a whole lot of ego, okay? So I began to ask different questions, and I highly advise that. Ask some different questions. The same old questions may wind you up with the same old answers. So, new questions. How can I change my conscious awareness so that I have different thought processes that aren't so hooked into the matrix? Well, this new thought consciousness is a happier place to be. Many people would say that it is the New Age movement. Let me just go on record to say that I do not call myself a New Ager. I'm all about birthing a new consciousness for a new age on planet Earth. But, the New Age per se doesn't have a lot to do with the political realities that are on our Earth. So the new thought consciousness, many times dressed up as the New Age movement, would say something like, "Oh, Leah, I don't want to hear about that. It's just too negative. And that's going to bring my vibe down." And so that's not what I'm talking about. But, you know, you've got to spend your time, the due diligence in these realms, because as we gain knowledge, of course, we know that knowledge is power. As we gain this knowledge, we'll know more and more how to align ourselves to manifest as powerful alchemists. And that will take blending. It will take blending the New World Order awareness, which just is, it's a very polarized, extreme consciousness called duality, and merging that more into a vibrational perspective and experience, feeling, not just head knowledge. Oh my, there's so much head knowledge in the more angry crowd. They have all their facts and they are sure that they are right. Well, in the new thought consciousness, these beings do not want to think or dwell on these things, so they just dismiss it and they do not focus on it at all. So while there is merit in both of these approaches, what I am advocating is the merging of the two. When we take the knowledge of the dark agenda and stop resisting it and really get to what is, you know, stop being in denial. This is going on. And I could run through all of the different things that would make your hair curl as to why our reality supports so much pain and suffering and division on the planet. There's a reason for that. It is orchestrated. So our energy is very, very sought after by, we'll just call them, a controlling faction that is off-planet. So before I lose too many of you there, let's go back to the new thought consciousness. The new thought consciousness is all about yoga and grounding your energy into Mother Earth and celebrating life. It's about self-healing. It's about all the different modalities, meditation, silencing your mind, and having an experience where you're not angry and you feel whole. So that is a beautiful place to be, especially when it merges with the New World Order awareness. And I should say that the new thought consciousness and the New World Order awareness, there's nothing new about it. This has been going on for thousands of years. The New World Order awareness is, it's really just the old world. It's just acknowledging that this has always been. This is the way it has always been. There's nothing new about it. The only thing that will that we can call new will be the profound loss of freedom across the board for every human being on the planet when they choose to announce that it is done. And that is ahead. So thank goodness for our new thought consciousness and our alignment and how powerful that is. So when we can take responsibility. Oh, you're going to hear that a lot, that word, the R word. You're going to hear that word responsibility on this program a lot. Self-responsibility is one of the keynotes of the new paradigm. And when we merge new thought consciousness and the New World Order awareness, we get the new paradigm solution. The solution. And I'm pretty tough on people about staying in that space. It's so easy to get off into the poor me, poor us, aren't we victims, and ain't it awful? it's real easy to get off into that victimhood. And so in the new paradigm solution, there are no more victims. Period. Oh, but Leah, you don't know how hard I have it. No, there are no more victims. This is a new perspective. When you just choose no more victimhood, that's when you will wake up and smell the roses or smell the coffee or whatever turns you on, and you get to walk out of that drama. And that's largely what this is. It is a drama. Remember, like Shakespeare said, all the world's a stage. And we are players upon it. So some of us are playing the dark siders, and some of us are playing the light siders. But come to find out, the dark and the light in the extreme polarization form is part of the old order. When that is the highest access that you have to viewing the world and the world population, that's what you're going to have. It's very concrete. It's very separate. And guess what? There is consequently a lot of judgment that hangs out in that world of separation. It's like, well, I am of the light. I'm not of the dark. Are you kidding me? I don't have anything in common with those dark ones. Really? Well, would you like to be the new paradigm solution? Well, yeah, I want to be the new paradigm solution, but I just want to sit around and own. Okay, well, that's really, really good. But how are you doing on your judgment? Well, it's really discernment, Leah. Oh, really? Hey, listen, a lot of what goes on in the New Age is really just dressed up judgment called discernment. I got to call it like I see it, everybody. That really is what is the approach in many people's world. It's a license. Discernment is a license to judge, basically. And so that's not what we are suggesting here on this program. When we unzip reality, we must be willing to go into the uncertainty and to be certain about our choice in doing that. That's where it gets really, really fun, because then you get to find other people that have your same level of willingness. And this is all based on frequency. Another thing that we will talk about a lot on Unzipping Reality is vibrational frequency. It's not so much what you say, but how you say it. So if you're going to point fingers and talk about the New World Order, then there's nothing wrong with referring to the latest bad news, as long as you have no charge about it, no emotional charge, no electrical charge, no judgment. It's the judgment that disqualifies us from activating the new paradigm. So check your judgment at the door when you walk in to a gathering of human beings. Try walking in with no judgment and begin with yourself. Now, that's the hardest thing. Because, oh, okay, I can let other people off the hook. You know, maybe they had a bad childhood or whatever. What about yourself? Because that's where all of this judgment emanates, is the self-judgment. So if you want to be self-responsible, you're going to need to learn how to check your judgment at the door and don't have it follow with you when you look in the mirror. So, new paradigm solution. That is what we are. And if you're listening to this broadcast, I just want to acknowledge you, because you are the new paradigm. You are the new paradigm solution. So the first awakening is that new world order awareness. You add it. It's kind of like a mathematical equation, okay? So this is addition. So you've got new world order awareness. You add to that new thought consciousness that equals new paradigm solution. Okay, so the new paradigm solution is the third awakening. That's when we really, really get it. What am I doing here? I am being the solution. I finally realized it. Leah, I am being the solution. Okay. Now, there is a fourth awakening. And the fourth awakening is so magnificent. I did not arrive at these awakenings overnight, everybody. And I'm joined with many, many other beings on the planet that have been through this process. I may be a little bit ahead of some of you and way behind others of you. But this much I know, that the new paradigm solution left to only individuals with no sense of community or interconnectedness will not bring humanity into that fifth dimensional experience and shift for human consciousness that will create freedom on the planet. And after all, freedom is the bedrock of everything that we're talking about. If you're not interested in freedom, then don't change a thing. Just continue on. And the nature of freedom is that it must be present consistently. If you turn away, freedom will begin to shrink in this plane of awareness, because there are others who would care to rob you of your freedom so that they can have their self-willed experience. So this takes an enormous amount of responsibility, but don't be put off by that, because we are hardwired for this. This is our joy. This is why we came to planet Earth, is to experience oneness. Oneness. Now, back to our mathematical equation. New world order awareness plus new thought consciousness equals new paradigm solution. New paradigm solution multiplied by one. There's only one. There's only one of us here. There's only one human family. And yes, it includes 100% of everyone who is in a human body. And so this is how we do it. When we experience ourselves as that one, that aspect of human consciousness that is in love with one's self in such a way that everyone else has your respect and has your embracement because they have a right to exist. They are part of the family. Let me boil it down here. Everybody that's listening here has a family. Even those of you who were orphaned, you still have a family. You may not know who they are, but you still have one. Everybody had a mother and a father. Okay? You may not like your mother and or father, but that's who you have. You may love your mother and father. That's fine too. Whether you're dysfunctional in your family or not, everyone knows of people that have varying levels of functionality. And I dare say there are very few people that don't have some sort of knowledge of dysfunction within the family unit. May not be their personal family. They may have knowledge of someone else's family where people are estranged, they won't talk to each other, you name it. I don't have to describe that to you. Just turn on your television and there it is. Yeah, please don't turn on your television. Find the off button on that contraption if you possibly can. I'm all for watching edifying movies. I like some of the television series that give us a lot of clues as to what's possible and to what's opening up. That's probably another whole show in and of itself. But the point is, embracing humanity as our family, warts and all. Yeah. And so to end the denial that these perpetrators of, we'll call it enslavement, are our family as well. Now, the good news is it doesn't have to remain this way. We don't have to remain in this drama where there are all these winners and losers and eat or be eaten, all of this heaven and hell. We don't have to remain here. And that's why I do this program. That's why I show up at the microphone and why I have given my time to do these things. It must be some sort of an assignment that I incarnated here with. I'm certainly not better than anybody else. I just love doing this. It's an amazing life to be able to shift people's perspective and shift my own. I'm always the one that benefits the most when I get to speak on these things, and when I get to do my coaching and when I write the various things that I write. So the fifth dimension is, you know, we need to talk about that a little bit. What are these dimensions of consciousness? That's a really fun conversation. There are various dimensions of consciousness. We happen to be living in the third dimension. The third dimension is on the material plane, and we very much have five senses. And we seem to be kind of ensnared by our five senses. We tend to trust what we see and hear. And then there you go with television again, you know, just turn on the news. Don't believe that just because you see it. Learn to develop from within. And, oh, there's so much more I could say about that. But back to the third dimension. The third dimension seems very solid. It's a low vibrational space for a human being to exist in. It is actually the lowest space that a human being can exist in. The lower dimensions, we're talking about the mineral kingdom. It's a very conscious kingdom. The earth herself is a conscious being and does not have a body as we do, but has a planetary body. And so that is the first dimension. The second dimension is more plants and animals, getting into animals. And then we have the human experience in the third dimension, which is a mental body. A mental body. And again, this is how we're hooked into the matrix. It's quite psychological. We are easily programmed. Now, am I just here talking about bad news? No, this is good news. We're making these discoveries so that we can unhook. But you got to start somewhere. So this is all positive. So just stay with me on these things. The fourth dimension is a very portal opening dimension. It's a transitional bridging dimension of the heart. Many, many people are fourth dimensional on the planet. They know that the third dimension is so concrete and they're really finished with it. And they want to go over into the fifth dimension and something is holding them back. So they just hang out in the fourth dimension. They do lots of good things. Some people call them do-gooders. That's not particularly a very flattering description, but their heart is in the right place, so to speak. They do lots of service. They do lots of very good things. And yet, it does not provide that shift from within that has a demonstrable expression that translates vibrationally into the world as that which knows itself as its soul. Its soul, S-O-U-L. And that which is unafraid to call itself the solution. So we cannot serve our way into the fifth dimension. We cannot argue our way into the fifth dimension. We cannot demand our way into the fifth dimension. We can't be good enough. We can't be mean enough. We can't stuff enough ballot boxes. Okay, whatever you want to say. The way into the fifth dimension is simply to be the fifth dimension. So the fifth dimension is more of an etheric body. That is navigated by way of vibrational responsibility. This is where we become much more keenly aware of ourselves as the creators of our experience, when we realize how much responsibility we have. Now, again, I don't want anyone to feel like this is some sort of a heavy burden and it's some sort of a duty. It is not. It's not a duty to dream yourself into new alignments and new realms. This is fun. This is amazing. All the people you're going to meet. I mean, it is incredible. The people that will show up in your sphere of experience when you declare yourself as that self-responsible alchemical solution and intend that our human family comes together in new ways, in new forms of family and community and alignment. This is going to be the most extraordinary time on record. We are the ones we've been waiting for. The wait is over. So we are that transitional being moving up into another realm of consciousness. Is the sixth dimension. I'm not trying to make this hard. It's just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 and on up. So the sixth dimension of consciousness is experienced as light, your light body. Now, here on Unzipping Reality, we're just taking things, you know, like you gotta crawl before you can walk, you know. Babies pull up and learn how to stand before they start toddling. That's all we're doing here. We're just growing up. And this is the divine blueprint. It's a very, very well-supported blueprint. And the undergirding of this blueprint is all love. It's all about love. So let me just say here that when we are experiencing ourselves as these bridging people, as this energy on the planet, I said that before that it's a good idea. It will translate to beautiful realms of expression when we embrace one another and respect one another. Let me just offer a word here that I think might bring a little bit more clarity. And that word is validate. Validate. When we think of the dark agenda and we think of the dark workers that are committed to maybe a lot of destruction, a lot of misery. Some people find it difficult to embrace them. Well, let's not start there then. Let's start with validating them. Remember that all the world's a stage? Well, validating the workers of the darkness that are simply serving their own self-will at our expense, we would be serving our self-will, but in service to others with great respect. So that's kind of the distinction there. Are you service to self? As a dark sider, are you service in service to others as the light. You're going to know them by their fruit. All right, so validating. These dark siders are simply playing a role. It's necessary. We cannot have a third dimension apart from this very dense experience that we know as duality, the right and wrong, the left-right paradigm, left-right thinking. This is black, this is white. Everything is very harsh here. It's very solid. So it would not be serving in the entirety of what the Creator has created as infinite possibility if we did not have these role players. If you happen to be playing the role of a dark sider, if there's something within you that twinges when I say you're in service to self at the expense of others, then, hey, you know what? You can bring the balance to that within yourself. You don't have to remain there. So all dark workers can wake up. They can become become responsible for their own actions, and they can learn to love themselves free, regardless of what their past has been. So they're not assigned forever and ever to be in the dark. It's a stop along the way. But the light workers are playing a significant role here on the planet. It's a very honorable role. If you find yourself desirous to be found amongst the light workers, then congratulations, you've got your work cut out. And again, your work will be joy, a complete joy. Because there's a lot of duality gridlock on the planet right now. We're not getting anywhere with that kind of thing. Now, there's so much. This is such a huge conversation. And what I'm unpacking today is the foundation for the unzipping of reality. You do whatever you like, however you like it. This is how I like it. But this duality gridlock has a shelf life. It cannot continue this way. Our world has become very globalized, and we have become connected quite artificially. And this has some grave ramifications. Our time is running out. I say that not to spread any fear. I'm not a fear monger. I am a love monger. but the fear will not support us. Fear is, if you put it into an acrostic, forgetting everything's all right. Fear, F-E-A-R, forgetting everything's all right. Fear is here to help us evolve. Now, we're back to that validating again. Validating is such a handy-dandy little tool, because when you validate the darkness or some sort of a vile circumstance or situation, it may be your own, it may be someone else's suffering, when you validate it, that it is part of our experience here, and it is serving us so that we can evolve. This is very empowering. So words are powerful. Powerful. All right, so those are the awakenings. First awakening, second awakening, third and fourth awakenings. And here, before we run out of time, when I sign off of Unzipping Reality, I love doing this. It's all about the process. What is the process? Well, the process is just simply becoming aware that you've got some choices to make. And you can come on into spiritual wholeness, or you can align with the more fractured version and go the much longer way around. I am advocating going the more expedient route, which is, let's all go together, and we don't need everyone. We don't need a majority to do this. Let me repeat that. We do not need a majority to do this. We do need a significant minority to do this. That is imperative. So there are going to be people that do not wake up. That is perfectly all right. Are you awake? That's what you want to pay attention to. Are you awake? And do you vibrate at such a frequency that you are attracting others that long to awaken, that long to be in your energy, because it's just such a good and yummy place to be in your energy? So that's what the process is. It's making a series of choices and trusting that you cannot get it wrong. You cannot get it wrong. I know that this broadcast has been a simple review for many of us. And there may not be anything new for you here, but I would just simply offer that it is important to rehearse it, because here in the third dimension, into the fourth, into the fifth, it's very easy to forget. And it's kind of like this is the land of forgetfulness. We remember 1 minute, and the next minute it's like you can't even remember what consciousness is, and you don't even care. And so we have 1 foot in one world, another foot in another world. So trusting the process is surrendering to spirit in the flow of divine love, apart from fear, no matter what appears to be happening around you. No matter what, emblazon that in your mind. No matter what, there are no more excuses. Remember, no more victims. So no matter what, we're going to be in the flow of divine love apart from fear by surrendering to spirit. When we do that, then that avails us to go into knowing the process. Knowing the process is allowing divine love to flow through you, so that the drama of your life is transformed two ways. Transformed into pure delight, and maybe your life is very difficult. Okay, that's fine. Maybe it's not so delightful, but it will be fulfilling. So transformed into pure delight and fulfillment in the context of a galactic world of adventure. Don't play small. Play big. And then we go into being the process. Being the process is discovering. How fun is that, being a human being, discovering transcendent power within? It's all there. For loving yourself free from your own limitations and attachments. Oh boy, they're there. We come equipped with them, right? So love yourself free from those things and embrace our planetary peacemaking mission. That's what we're going to be talking about on Unzipping Reality. And the reason? So that you experience a vibrational upgrade in your presence. I guarantee it. You start on this kind of a path and you will experience it. And then lastly, that's being the process. Then we go into doing the process. That is where we reveal ourselves. Oh, this is huge. Revealing and demonstrating the new human archetype. We'll be talking a lot about that. The new human archetype that engages society so that that significant minority shows up within our species in our lifetime and that gets activated to liberate our entire planet, light and dark alike, from that domination and the victimization and all the nations, the separation into our self-governance. Well, every all, it has been such a delight to be with us all. And again, please check out my website, fearorlove.com. And I am Leah LaChapelle signing off. Oneness happens. It's the great letting go and letting in with allowance and balance. So trust the process, know the process, be the process, and do the process as we unzip reality. Bye-bye, everyone.